You are now in front of the Church of St. Mary Magdalene. Built in 1845 on a piece of land that was donated to the borough, this church forms an integral part of the history of Carcaran. The inhabitants not only generously donated money to build this church, but they also put in long hours of work themselves. Over the years, they have also carried out repairs and safety improvements, at the same time protecting the ancient decoration. This partnership was quite successful, even though the project has been a long and costly one.
Now stand on the square in front of the church, looking at the main facade.
Look at how the stones are laid out. They are matching. That is to say, they are set out regularly. The entrance is framed in stone. It supports a lintel topped with a narrow entablature. Above, a rose window and geminate windows let in light. This building is built in the shape of a cross. Its nave is bisected by two chapels, which make up the transept.
Now go to the right-hand side of the church and look at the bell tower.
It is 26 meters high. Topped with a spire with triple windows opening from it, this bell tower is equipped with four 19th century bells. If the church is open, do take the opportunity to go inside. In one of the chapels, you'll see a statue of Saint Magdalene, who watches over the church. You can also admire other religious works, such as the sculpture of a Virgin and Child, as well as some other paintings.
Before leaving, do not miss on the right-hand side of the church the oratory and the three remarkable pines that surround it. They're situated in a site that has been listed since 1938. This oratory bears witness to the devotion of the people of Carcaran.
Text by Sylvie Brunati Abad, Toulon, Provence, Méditerranée, with its regional and European partners. Also in cooperation with the company AudioVisit.